May God have mercy. Noah Godfrey adjusted his clerical collar one last time, an act Amelia, his sister, claimed was just fidgeting at this point. It suits you, she said, standing off his elbow, her eyes searching his clothes for wayward threads and bits of lint. Noah looked at his sister, with her auburn hair, trimmed short and neat, and a youthful face with high cheekbones. She could have been his twin. The only difference between them were the natural dimples Amelia had somehow managed to keep despite many hard years as an emergency room nurse. Shift work, regardless of the stress level, took a toll on people. But for Amelia, you'd have no idea. Worry lines only just starting to appear on her forehead. Noah put the mirror to his back, no longer able to look at himself. His reticence wasn't out of shame. It was more nervousness than anything. No one could read his face until he'd just graduated seminary. He didn't look like any priest he'd ever seen. They were either young and vibrant or weathered and wise. Noah was neither. This feeling, though misguided, was only emphasized by a photo of his father, in action as it were, looking up at him from a silver frame on the dresser. His father looked like a priest, stern, confident, and brave. I feel odd, like I shouldn't be wearing this, like I'm a fraud, he said, gingerly touching his clerical collar again. Amelia chuckled, but it was cut short when Noah didn't join in. You'll grow into it, she offered reassuringly. Every priest does, right? Give it time. You're a long way from the army. You can't honestly tell me you were confident leading soldiers your first day out of boot camp. Amelia was right, of course, a fact that he found less annoying over the years as they grew closer. Their childhood had been rife with disorganization. Their father had always been away, and their mother had passed while Noah was still in high school. The church had provided surrogate families for a few months. Normally, they comprised ancient nuns or grumpy priests that wouldn't play a board game or cook anything beyond a box of macaroni and cheese. This went on until Noah had started to join his Abraham on his trips, and he'd got a real taste of why his father had essentially sacrificed their childhood in the name of the church. It was still so surreal in Noah's mind. Surreal and chaotic. After high school, he'd been desperate for structure. He lacked the tenacity for hard studies and was often distracted by the substance of his father's work to really care too much about algebra or science. History was the only thing he excelled at, and only because he took an interest in the church's impact on history over time. When it turned out that colleges didn't hand out scholarships for students who can't be bothered to fill out any application, Noah did what any punk kid did to gain a bit of confidence and straighten his life out. He joined the army. 4 years later, he'd left the military with an honorable discharge and immediately went into seminary. It had been a stark contrast, but it had felt like the right decision. He'd felt compelled by God, like servitude was a well-worn path at his feet for him to naturally follow. Most in seminary had to describe their calling to join the clergy, to justify it, in a way, in front of 30 or so junior priests. When it was Noah's turn to do so, he'd choked and spat out some generic answer. Later, he'd vowed to solidify what he'd say the next time he was asked, not how, but why he'd left the army and became a priest. Whoever asked such a question deserved a righteous answer worthy of the collar he was wearing. Noah turned back to the mirror, but avoided his own face, and instead scooped up the framed photo of his father from the plain brown dresser, scarred with age.